Welcome to Hawk Weekly.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jonathan.
I'm Crystal.
And this is Haunt Weekly, a weekly podcast for the haunted attraction and haunted entertainment industry. Whether you're an actor, owner, or just plain aficionado, we aim to be a podcast for you. And we are back once again.
Yes.
Now, I'm not very good at math, I admit it. But I'm reasonably confident 80 is divisible by 4.
Yeah, that one's an easy one.
Now, that's an easier one. And so that means it is time to do
the news.
And that's right, folks. And a lot of news we have this go around.
Yeah.
I've got to admit, usually right around this time of year, I get kind of dreadful when I have to do the show notes.
Yeah.
Because finding stories relevant to this industry can be kind of difficult. But this time around, a lot is going on. And it's going to be a theme. Basically, it's going to be a theme park theme, if you will.
Yes, it will.
Theme park theme going.
It's meta.
It's meta.
Yeah.
But yes, it's a theme park theme going on, as we have lots of haunted attractions making their either announcements or launches at theme parks all across the country.
Right. If you hear of a news story, remember to send it to us.
Yes, let us know. We are Haunt Weekly on Twitter, Haunt Weekly on Facebook. We love to hear from you. We live to hear from you.
Yes.
Yes. Well, we're rolling with that one.
Yeah.
We don't do second takes here anyways.
No.
But first thing is first, as is usual, we do our conference reminders. Even though, as we will discuss in a minute, Midwest Haunters Convention is in the books. And many of you, I assume, are listening to this not too long after getting back from it.
Right. We know that some of you were there. We helped hook some people up.
I know. It's awesome. We had a tiny impact.
Yes. Yay.
We made stuff happen. But yes, we'll talk more about that in just a minute. So here are the conferences that are in the future.
Oh.
And we have some additions and some updates this time around. So
Right. Pay
special attention. First up, July 29th and 30th, it's Midsummer Scream in Long Beach, California at the Long Beach Convention Center. It features presentations from Not Scary Farm, Six Flags Flight Fresto. Six Flags Fright Fest and the Queen Mary's Dark Harbor. It also has a special Hall of Shadows. This was a really interesting idea, with 14 mini-haunts put on by different attractions.
Oh, that is a cool idea.
Little, like, mini-hallway things, like individual rooms.
Oh, like the old fair ones?
Yeah.
They just bring and put up a little, like, room of the...
Yeah.
This is representative of what you'll see at our haunt.
Exactly.
Cool.
And it's at midsummerscream.org.
All right. Next, we have a new one. It's one day... It's Haunted Attractions Network Leadership Symposium, Innovation and Interactivity.
They need to workshop this name. I'm just throwing that one out.
That is a mouthful.
It is indeed a mouthful and a quarter.
Okay, so the magic date for that is August 1st.
Yes.
It is in Buena Park, California. And it's put on by Gantam Media, which has purchased the Haunted Attractions Network. It's held at Knott's Berry Scary Farm. It aims to help attendees create interactivity plan of their own. Speakers include John Cook from Knott's Scary Farm, Brian Llewellyn.
Yes, Llewellyn.
From the Queen Mary, and Leonard Pickle from Hauntrepreneurs.
Yes, indeed. Tickets are $60, and you can learn more at HalloweenAttractionNetwork.com.
Yes.
Still amazingly, only the second worst domain now.
Yeah.
Only the second longest domain. I shouldn't say worst. It's actually a pretty good domain, but second longest.
Yeah.
All right, after that, it's Scare LA, and details still very scarce on Scare LA. Maybe it should be called Scarce LA.
Maybe.
But we do know it is being held in Los Angeles at the Los Angeles Convention Center in the West Halls. 200-plus vendors, and they will have panels on the haunted attraction business. Learn more and keep up to date on this at ScareLA.com.
And next, August 25th through the 27th, we have Halloween and Haunt Fest Show in Dallas-Fort Worth at the Mesquite Convention Center. HalloweenandHaunt.com, also another one with very scarce details.
Yes, indeed. After that, another addition this weekend. I don't know how many of our listeners will be able to make it to this one.
I don't know either, but it's nice to put it on here because they actually have two meetings.
Yes, and we missed the first one. We didn't make it. We did not learn about it in time to include the first one, which literally happened this weekend.
Right, same time as MHC.
So if you cannot make this one, and believe me, the dates are October 14th and 15th, if you don't have something better to do, October 14th and 15th, maybe this isn't the podcast for you. I'm just saying. Just throwing that one out. But seriously, it's called Sinister Creature Con. It'll be at the Scottish Rite Center. It's R-I-T-E Center in Sacramento, California. And basically, it is a mashup of all things horror-related, including filmmakers, makeup, haunted attraction engineers, and actors of all types. It is sponsored in part by the Cemetarium Haunt. I had to actually look up how to pronounce that. The Cemetarium Haunt. Be very careful with that pronunciation, or else it sounds way worse than this. And also the Direwolf Scare Park, who are the two big haunted attraction sponsors.
Okay.
Featured guests include Ted Raimi, Scott McDonald, Marky Ramone of the Ramones, and Uwe Boll.
Oh.
Hopefully he won't try to punch anyone who is critical of his work.
Yeah, hopefully. But well, I mean, you won't be there, so there's that.
There's that. I am completely safe from being punched in the face by Uwe Boll at this event.
Yes.
Completely safe. Other times, there is a non-zero chance I would be punched in the face by Uwe Boll. At this event, zero chance. But yes, you can learn more at SinisterCreatureConSacramento.com.
I think that one's worse.
That's why I said that one was only the second longest.
Yes.
That is a mouthful. That domain is a mouthful. But anyways, that's the conventions coming up. And seriously, do check out Sinister Creature Con. They do, like I said, have a summer, have a summer show that I'm sure they'll be doing again in 2018, and it may well be worth going to. It had the exact same days as Midwest Haunters Convention.
Right.
Which, of course, creates a problem. But if you're on the West Coast and not able to make it to MHC, that might be a good alternative.
Yeah.
So, something to think about. Something to think about. All right. So, the news this week. Well, the big news, if you're reading our Facebook and Twitter and other social media. Midwest Haunters Convention. Why can I not talk tonight?
We've been talking all day.
Yes, that is partly true, yes. Not on podcast, unfortunately. Not recording of it. What a waste.
I know. Well,
Midwest Haunters Convention was held this week. Basically, this is a great article by the Columbus Dispatch. Aretha Price had it cover the convention, I think, very, very well in general.
Yes.
And, of course, most awesome to us is she mentions Brookins Venpus Productions and includes photos from them.
Yes.
So we are super happy about that.
Yes, as soon as I saw it, I was sure to send the article over to Brooke to make sure that she saw that she made the front picture and in the article. And
yes,
cool.
And the part Brooke doesn't know is that after she saw it, she came immediately barging into my office to tell me about this. I think before you sent it, I don't know, maybe it was before or after you sent it to Brooke, but sometime around then, and she just comes and knocks on the door of my office. And it's like, you have to see this article.
Yes.
And yes, it was great. Now, the article said that over approximately 4,500 people are estimated to have attended.
Mm-hmm.
We're sorry we missed it. We genuinely regret we were not able to go this year.
Yeah.
We've been talking all day because we've been dealing with family in town.
Yes.
We are quite exhausted already.
Yeah.
I won't go into details. I love my family. I love my extended family.
Yeah.
And I love the members of my extended poly family. But it is draining as hell.
Yes, it has been go, go, go all weekend. And it's also Pride Week in New Orleans. So Pride weekend. So there's lots of Pride things going on.
I've got to say, I think I would have been less tired at Midwest Haunters Convention.
Well, yeah.
I think I'd have been much less tired.
Well, yeah.
But no, it looks awesome. We've been getting photos and videos on our Facebook. And a stupid jelly comes to mind.
Yeah.
So much jealousy here. So much love for it. But I've got to say, you know, and this is admittedly an outsider's perspective on this.
Right.
I've not been to Trans World either.
Yeah.
But I really have been enjoying the photos from MHC and seeing what's been coming out of that.
Right.
More than Trans World this year. Usually Transworld's where I get all the big ooh and ah photos from.
Right.
This time around, it's been MHC that's been giving me the social media love. And
it's the one we're planning on going to if we can only go to one next year.
Yeah, it's true. I think this may be becoming the lead haunt conference in many respects.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's a bad thing.
No. It looks like it has more variety.
More variety, more evolution, more. I think it's got a lot of things going for it.
Yeah.
So I'm very, very happy about it. Guys, keep sharing the images. We've put a few out on our Facebook page. Once again, Haunt Weekly. If you can't tell, we're promoting the Facebook page this episode.
Apparently.
It just keeps coming up in natural conversation. Yeah. We've been putting out some of the images. We've been sharing some of the things we've been seeing. And we're going to keep it up. But, guys...
Feel free to share yours.
Yeah, share yours. Put it on our page. Throw it out there. Yep. We don't care. We don't read the thing. Okay, that's not true.
Okay, maybe you don't, but I do. They know because I respond.
I do the show notes. We have a division of labor around here. All right. Now, actual news time, I believe it is. And the big story this week, in terms of, like, not conference news, is that Netherworld has officially confirmed its move.
Yes.
This is, of course, absolutely huge to the Atlanta area and the Atlanta haunt scene.
Right.
This is from the Atlanta Business Journal, but honestly, I could have just picked about half a dozen sites on this one. I threw it up in the air, this one won. Mm-hmm. Long story short, they first announced the move in October.
Right.
But... So we've already covered on one of these podcasts before, but long story short, they've now confirmed it. We now have dates, we have times, we have people, places, things. It was Mr. Green and the billiard room with the candlestick.
Right.
We know stuff now, is what it comes down to. The long and short of it is that they're going to do their 2017 season at their current location.
Right.
And then their final day will be November 5th, I guess after a couple of blackout nights and so on and so forth, which is typical.
Mm-hmm.
They will shut down and begin the move.
Yeah.
And that is it.
So they're actually close enough that we may be able to get it after Halloween, before they close for good at that location.
Yeah, we might have to see about that. Netherworld was on our...
It was.
It was one of my picks, I think.
It was, because you grew up near it.
I grew up near it, and I kept hearing, well, it's not Nether... Well, you're in a great haunt, but it's not Netherworld.
Yeah.
I was, screw these Netherworld people!
No, don't screw them. We like them. We haven't met them, so we don't know.
You know what I mean? It's like,
I know.
Like, it's 16 years old, and it's like, screw these guys!
Yeah.
And by that time, Netherworld had just started.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's like, I had no idea who they were, and then they grew into this big, huge thing.
Well, you didn't have a lot of knowledge about a lot of things, because you were 16. So, you know, you had that going against you.
Playing life on hard mode.
Yeah.
But yes, what I'm really excited about, though, is what they're saying they're going to do with the expansion.
Yeah.
This is not just going to be, hey, we're moving to a new building, continuing the same old, same old. They're actually planning on opening up new haunts, new attractions. And, of course, because this is what everybody does, they're going to add year-round escape games.
Yeah.
I'm really excited about this move. It sounds like it's a good one for them. And I wish them the best of luck with it. It's never easy moving a haunt.
No. It's never even easy moving, period.
It's never easy moving a business, full stop.
Yeah.
But a haunt is...
Yeah.
Especially one with the level of detail and the level of attention that Netherworld's put into it.
And the years.
We've all seen the photos. We've all seen their designs.
Right.
It's amazing stuff they do there. And even though 16-year-old Jonathan was rather PO'd at them for stealing all the limelight in my region, 36-year-old Jonathan is able to have mad respect and mad love for them.
Yes.
And so I wish them the best with this move, and I do hope we're able to check them out in their current location. If it works out, we're going to. We have not even begun planning for our haunt season and our haunt visits.
No.
And there's so many variables at play right now.
Right.
Including a potential West Coast trip.
Yeah, I know.
Isn't that some scary stuff? We might be seeing some San Francisco haunts.
We might at the beginning of October.
Yeah, it might be happening. So, I don't know what this year's haunt season is going to look like. If you have suggestions for San Francisco haunts, by the way, please let us know. I know it seems like I'm promoting the Facebook and Twitter page. I won't say the names again.
Yeah.
Haunt Weekly!
Liar.
Well, there's a ghost in the room.
Yeah.
But yes, please let us know. I'd love your suggestions, thoughts on where we should prioritize.
Yeah, especially once it'll be open that first weekend of October. Because that's when we may be there.
Good point. If like a thousand other variables shake out.
Yeah.
All right. Another update from Universal Studios. Universal Studios brings, as announced, the next Halloween Horror Nights.
Yes.
For the Universal Studios Hollywood.
I'm super excited.
Oh, it's The Shining.
Yes.
Irma Gerd.
Yes. The Shining's one of my favorite movies.
It is a great flick, and it's actually, as I've noted in the show notes, it is based upon the 1977 Stephen King novel and the 1980 movie.
Ah.
You know what else was made in 1980? Me. I'm just saying, it was a great year for making stuff.
Oh, God.
I feel a little insulted by how much she's laughing at that. She could have just played along with, oh, yes, dear, it's totally true.
Yeah, well, when have I ever played along?
Never.
Exactly.
But yes, they are doing a Shining-themed attraction. They have promised it will include many of the most famous scenes in the film and the book. But I'm very curious how it's going to work, because... Like, when I think of The Shining, I think of the winter, the isolation, the desolation. How's that going to play in autumn in a tropical subtropical climate?
In a theme park with thousands of people?
Yeah. That's going to be... I'm going to be very curious how they capture that. Because, like you said, to me, The Shining, when they make it work so much, is the setting.
Right.
I mean, the whole environment, the hedge maze, everything, the isolation, the... frozen tundra-ness of it all.
Right.
It's so desolate and so beautiful, but yet it makes you feel so alone watching it.
Yes.
So I'm only very curious how they do that with a crowd of people.
Yeah, I don't know if you've seen the pictures going around, but there is a conference person who has twins who takes them to all of the... The Comic Cons and stuff.
Dressed in little baby doll dresses.
And dressed as the twins from The Shining. And they just stand there and stare at people. It's awesome.
You know, that's kind of the most awesome cosplays I can think of. I also like the one, I was hearing about this is unrelated to Haunting, but two people, there's a husband and wife team that dress up as rich people.
Yeah.
And they go and find people cosplaying as Batman and pretend to be dead at his feet.
Yes, I saw that. Yeah.
That's how you cosplay, guys. Yeah. That's how you do it.
Dark humor.
But
there.
Yes, I will be very curious to see how they pull it off. The desolation is what is so central to that story and to his descent in madness. But
and you just mentioned Batman.
I'm sorry. Oh, yeah. It's a sad week for us, Batman. I totally... You know, I don't want to say I forgot, but I've been putting it out of my mind as much as possible because every time I think about the loss of Adam West, I get super sad.
Well, we grew up with him.
Yeah, I grew up with him both. And I grew up with him in the original Batman, Batman TV series, obviously.
Yes.
But also in, like, I also remember him a lot from his voice acting work, even back then, doing, like, the Scooby-Doo stuff when he was Batman and those.
Yeah.
His voice...
is very recognizable.
Became Batman to me.
Yeah.
And then I also love what he's been doing with Family Guy and...
Yeah.
Oh, man, yeah. Now I depressed myself. Thanks a lot.
Timmy Turner, right? He was Catman, right?
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
He was Catman and Fairly Odd Parents. Oh, man. Yeah. He would star opposite of Jay Leno playing the Megachin.
Yes.
That's a weird show to describe.
It is.
I just realized how insane I probably sound to someone not familiar with the show.
Yeah.
Just check out the show. It's worth it.
Yeah, we should go to the next story before we get too sad.
Yes. All right, so what's new at the Lagoon? It's a Scream is the headline on this one, and I just love that headline.
Yeah.
Long story short, the Lagoon theme park is in Farmington, Utah. Where the hell is Farmington? I don't know. You expect me to research this stuff? Actually, it's rural Utah, obviously. But... they have performed a renovation. Yes, I know that helps so much, doesn't it?
It does.
It's near Salt Lake City. Shut up. No one really cares. It's Utah.
Oh, God.
My apologies to all my Utah listeners, all three of you.
Yes, exactly.
But they have performed a renovation. This is so cool. They have a 50-year-old dark ride
called
Terror Ride. mm-hmm. that they have renovated and are doing all the maintenance and upkeep on, including either restoring or replacing all the paper mache and wax figures and building in a brand new story for the ride.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, and especially considering that a lot of these types of rides have been going the way of the dodo.
Yeah, we talked not that long ago
right.
about the guy that's taking the 360 camera
exactly.
and doing the rides and filming them just because they're disappearing.
Yeah.
And this article itself says it's only one of eight left in the U.S.
Yeah. So I'm glad to see it getting some love.
Am I crazy? I remember going on these types of rides as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
I remember going to state fairs and county fairs and going on these types of rides, and apparently that's just not a thing anymore.
Yeah. State fairs have gotten a lot less...
cool?
Yeah. I'm not sure if they were ever cool, but... interesting, maybe.
I'll have you know, my brother won a goldfish.
I think you could still... actually, you can in Orleans Parish.
Yeah, most of the parishes in Louisiana, you can't because it can't. It's illegal now to give out live animals of any stripe as a prize.
Yes. Yes, they just made that ruling, which is a good ruling.
It's a good ruling. It's perfectly sensible and reasonable. I don't object to it. But my brother won a goldfish at the state fair, at a county fair in South Carolina. Not even the state fair. The state fair was like nice and big. Yeah. This was like a trashy county fair. But also, this was the county fair that I went on my first haunted attraction.
Yes. I think we've talked about that.
Yes, we have. But the point is, he won the goldfish, and it died. Because it was one at the damn county fair, so of course it died. And my parents felt so bad. It's like, well, if we replace this one, he'll get over it, and the new one will die in a year or two, and it'll all be over.
Yeah.
The new second one lived 12 flipping years.
Yeah.
This is like a scientific miracle for goldfish.
Yes. He was very good at taking care of it, apparently.
Apparently. And before you think, oh, your parents were just replacing the goldfish and not telling him, I've asked them as adults.
Yeah.
Away from my brother, and they did that.
Yeah.
And they denied it. And they've admitted other horrible things they did to us. But they denied that, so I trust them.
Yeah.
Anyways, but yes. But it's so cool that this is getting a renovation, and hopefully, I really wish I could get out there and see this, honestly. I know it's not practical, because it's Utah, and what are we going to do in Utah?
Yeah,
though Kyle had a lot of great things to say about the haunted attraction scene in Utah and Salt Lake City.
He did. And I'm thinking that I may be able to swing us a trip there.
Okay.
With something from work. But yeah, I'll have to look into it.
Yeah, and this one, it luckily is open through summer. It's a theme park, so it's through haunted attraction.
So more people can go and see it from our industry.
More people from our industry can go and see it. This is a summer attraction like most theme parks are.
Right.
It doesn't have too much overlap with our industry. That's good, but yeah, this is great. It's a dying type of attraction, and it's a type of attraction that got many of us interested in the industry.
Yeah.
I mean, how many people, I mean, I guess technically if we count dark rides,
mm-hmm.
my first experience in a haunted attraction was probably a dark ride.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I did that before the JC Haunt and the Tri-County State Fair. Might have been the same day.
Yeah, maybe.
But it probably was, but yeah, I was doing those before I was brave enough to go on roller coasters.
Hmm.
I had really weird priorities as a kid.
That hasn't changed.
No, it hasn't. Weird priorities since 1980. Good year for making stuff. I apologize for this episode of Weekly. This has just gone off the rails completely.
It has.
All right, let's move on instead and talk about Glenwood Springs, Colorado. Now, this is interesting. This Glenwood Springs... there is a theme park called Glenwood Caverns.
Right.
Which is a... they describe themselves, for the record, as a small theme park.
Yeah.
But they are installing, currently, a new attraction, a new haunted mine drop ride.
Uh-huh.
Now, the idea, they're taking cues and they're being compared to the Tower of Terror and now just Disney World because the Disneyland one closed.
Right. Maybe they're picking it up.
Maybe. But long story short, they're trying to do a drop-style ride similar to that with a theme of a mine shaft.
Yes. Well, it makes sense because they have an actual mine to do it in. Mm-hmm. So,
and that's what makes this drop ride so interesting to me, is not just that it's haunted attraction based,
right,
which it is, but that while the ride has a tower that goes way up in the air,
yeah,
it doesn't stop at the ground.
Yeah.
It goes all the way down a mine shaft into the earth.
Yes. That
Holy
sounds...
crap.
That sounds terrifying.
It really and truly does. Yeah. And I really, really love this idea for that very reason.
Yeah.
They are installing it now. They've had the mine shaft dug out and made big enough and prepped for it for some time.
Good.
But they've just got good. Okay. Oh, good. They made it safe first.
Exactly.
That's nice. Very nice of them.
Exactly.
Go team!
I'd hate to see them go into a regular mine shaft.
We don't know what's at the bottom. Just
it's just building.
Just build, it'll be fine.
Yeah.
No, but they're now actually installing the ride itself. They aim to be open for the 4th of July weekend.
Yeah.
And they say there might be some delays because... this is the part that does scare me a little bit. They have delays due to weather and flooding issues in the mine shaft.
Oh, well, there's that then.
Here's hoping those don't strike and they're able to open the attraction and it is as safe as it should be.
Yeah.
It sounds like an awesome ride and I'm silly.
Otherwise, it becomes a water ride.
Splash down!
Exactly.
Yeah, I know. But I really love this idea. This is a great idea for a ride. And
yeah.
And also, I found it interesting, by the way, they're doing a complicated backstory on it, too, apparently.
Hmm.
Involving an actual mine shaft and a alleged mining accident and all that stuff in the area. So they're doing a haunted theme. They actually have a pretty complicated backstory on it.
Yeah, and they're pulling from the history of mineshaft cave-ins and stuff. That's a risky move there.
Yeah, it is a risky move, but it sounds super interesting, and I'm curious to see how it turns out.
Yeah.
All right, and another attraction opening up. What is going on this week? I don't know. This is weird.
Yeah.
But yes, we have three new attractions opening up at Cavendish Beach. This is on Prince Edward Island in Canada. Cavendish Beach. That's such a weird word for my American mouth to say. Cavendish Beach. Will be opening up several new attractions. One of them will be a adventure miniature golf course, which is I know why everyone's listening to this podcast.
Yeah.
And exactly why you tuned into Haunt Weekly was to learn about the new adventure miniature golf course at Cavendish Beach. I'm so happy we got to this big breaking news now.
Right.
And there's also going to be a Route 6 motel haunted attraction.
Yes.
That'll be taking the place of an Egyptian themed attraction there.
Which is an interesting switch.
Yes, it is a very interesting switch. They've been doing renovations all winter. They're hoping to open by mid-June. But what I like about it, and one of the things I think is kind of cool, is that this is typically Prince Edward Island, and it's in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't know much about Canada, it's cold.
Well, yeah.
It's colder than New Orleans. Shut up.
Yeah.
Yeah, you find me a place in Canada warmer than New Orleans. But the point of the matter is, usually this operates only during summer months.
Right.
They do the whole, what we would think of as, you know, Memorial Day to Labor Day thing. But I'm sure they have different holidays. But still, you know, that whole May to September thing, that's when they're open.
Well, that's because right now Cavendish is between 66 and 75.
That's not too bad.
That's comfortable.
That's comfortable. Maybe we should go to Cavendish Beach during the summer sometime.
Maybe.
We've been walking around in the sun all day. That may be why we're a little delirious right now.
Yeah, no kidding.
But anyways... So usually these attractions are only open during the summer. However, they're going to shut down in September and then reopen for a full haunt season, too, with us.
Yeah, so that sounds very interesting and very cool.
And it's not quite a year-round haunt.
Yeah.
But it's going to be like a six-month-a-year haunt.
Right, probably as much as people want to go outside. Because, as you said, it does get cold.
It's Canada.
It's not cold right now, but it does get cold, and people don't want to go outside, or can't.
Yes. And the only tip that the owner would give us, or give, I should say, the Mitch McDonald at the Prince Edward Guardian, the only tip he would give is that our haunt focuses more on scares than gross outs.
Yeah.
Which makes sense because it's a family park.
Right, exactly.
No, you damned audience, man.
Exactly. It all goes back to that.
Yeah, so I think this is a really, really neat idea. And they just recently acquired the property, too, is the other thing. That's why they're making all these renovations and changes. I wish them the best of luck.
Yeah.
I'm all for attractions that are not just open during the haunt season. I'm all for attractions not just in the United States and spreading the gospel of haunted attractions worldwide.
Yes.
Yes, I think that's a great thing. One thing I'm a little less sure on how great of it is. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Worldwide and year-round.
Worldwide and year-round. Look, I don't care if it's 3 o'clock in the morning on a Tuesday in whatever city I am in. I want a haunted attraction. I should be able to find a haunted attraction. I am totally used to this, having my needs met at all times.
Yeah.
The internet has ruined me.
Yeah, you're totally not. But anyway, it's because they aren't out there.
They weren't. But still, it would be cool if it could.
Well, I mean, yeah.
I like haunted attractions. I run a podcast called Haunt Weekly. I don't know if you've heard of it.
I haven't.
No, okay.
What's it about?
It's about haunted attractions. Whether you're an actor, owner, or just playing a fish in a bottle.
Yes.
Oh, jeez. Oh, Lord, I apologize.
Yeah, okay. It's been a...
Let's talk about something else somebody should apologize for.
Yeah.
There's nothing confirmed with this one for the record, so we don't know a lot of details about it for that very reason. This is an article by Kevin Story at Orlando Weekly. Basically, there are rumors and things being floated about the possibility of a WWE theme park.
Right.
That they are kicking around proposals and trying to get funding for.
Yeah.
And the only reason we mention it is because one of the attractions they are listing as being a part of this theme park, should it be built.
Right.
Which, like I said, there are no confirmed plans for it to be built.
Right.
It's merely a proposal right now.
Yes.
But if it is built, it would include a haunted house featuring the recently retired Undertaker and the Boogeyman.
Yes. I can't think of two better wrestlers to put in a haunted house.
Why not the Wyatt family? Why not?
Well, yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, basically it's called the House of Horrors Haunted House. Which, if you'll recall from a previous episode of Haunt Weekly, the House of Horrors match went over like a fart in an elevator.
Yeah, that didn't go so well.
And having seen the clips, I understand why.
Yeah.
It seemed like it offended pretty much everyone.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Everyone's intelligence was insulted, so we've learned that.
Go ahead.
No.
But the people involved in that match are not the Undertaker and Boogeyman.
No, thank God.
So, it may not have that connection.
Let's just hope that if the WWE does decide to open up a haunted attraction, they seek some advice from the industry.
I hope they do, because all I can do is those little pop-up, like, zombie things that go straight up from laying down. I can see those being the Undertaker, just because he used to do that in the ring. He used to sit straight up from laying down.
Yeah, he stopped doing that so much when he got older, didn't he?
Yeah. But that's not what I was watching.
Yes.
I was watching when he was...
Yeah, we're 80s and 90s wrestling fans in this room. So, yeah, we may not be the wisest souls on the last 17 years of wrestling history.
Now I want a pop-up Undertaker.
Well, we've got a goddamn zombie in the garage.
I don't think he ever worked right.
Oh, okay, well...
Yeah.
I can pick you up one.
He was given to us. I don't think he ever worked right.
If I went on Amazon, you can just dress him in an Undertaker robe.
I could buy the mask of the Undertaker to put on it.
Yeah. But yes. But like we said, mercifully, there's no definitive word on location or scheduled opening. And I love this article in the Orlando Sentinel, because basically what it says was, well, if they do decide to open it, let's hope they do it in Orlando, because we don't have enough flipping theme parks.
Yes, there's not enough to do there already.
I swear to God, it's like Orlando. My God.
Yeah.
Let somewhere else have a theme park. New Orleans doesn't have one right now.
No. That's not necessarily...
a bad thing?
Yeah.
Yeah,
we've got plenty of stuff to do.
Yeah, that was kind of the problem, was tourists would come to New Orleans, and they're like, and Six Flags is like, hey, come to Six Flags, and they're like, why?
Yeah.
We have booze and...
And streetcars
and things to do here. We don't need to go.
We can take kids places where we can drink.
Is this why haunted attractions open in, like, rural Utah?
I don't know.
Theme parks, rather, open in rural Utah?
I don't know. I've seen a few kids taken to the House of Chalk. And lots of kids at Mortuary.
Oh, yeah. Well, the Mortuary is more kid-friendly, but...
Yeah, except for that 1 year.
Oh, yeah, that 1 year was pretty...
Yeah, the year that will not be mentioned.
But this is why Farmington, Utah gets a theme park and we don't, right?
Yeah.
Farmington's got nothing to do, apparently.
Okay. So, yeah, it's... Yeah, New Orleans is complicated for a theme park. We'll just leave it at that.
Fair enough. All right, moving on. Crystal Lake, Iowa is home to the D&D Ranch.
Yes.
Which puts a haunted hike on every October, as well as a zombie paintball attraction they've recently added.
That sounds fun.
It sounds fun, too.
I've been to one of those.
Yes, we've done that. And apparently this past weekend, it seems like it was only for a couple of days, they did a Texas Chainsaw Massacre-themed escape room.
Yes.
Entitled Escape the Hewitts. The room is basically themed after the film.
Yeah, which is interesting because Friday the 13th was at Camp Crystal Lake. So why wasn't it Friday the 13th based? Okay.
Wow, that's a series of very good questions. With a lot to unpack.
Yeah.
And I have no answers.
Okay, so anyway, it was not Friday the 13th. It was Texas Chainsaw.
Yes.
I am embarrassed.
I did not think of that first.
Sorry.
Well, maybe because it's not Camp Crystal Lake.
You could put a camp sign on it. You could put a camp sign. It would be fine. It's Camp Crystal Lake themed escape room.
Oh, my God. Anyway, you're going to go to a sporting goods store and buy a big camp sign.
Exactly. You just have to get a piece of wood and paint on it.
Anyways.
It'll be fine.
But I found it interesting they deliberately did not make the attraction scary.
Right.
It was just meant to look and feel like it was the house.
Yeah. That's odd.
It is odd. Participants were given 45 minutes to get out, which I say not an hour?
Yeah, most places give you an hour.
I don't think... Have we done an escape room yet that was not an hour?
No. Now, we've completed one in 45 minutes.
We completed one in 35 minutes.
Yeah. But it usually does take a full hour to complete
it. Yeah, I like it when it takes the full hour. It's exciting. Yeah,
it is.
And as I noted in the show notes, there's no clear word whether or not this was a licensed attraction or not.
Right.
And honestly, I don't wish to speculate one way or the other.
No.
But I honestly, on one hand, now that you mentioned the whole Friday 13th thing, I guess if they were going to go with an unlicensed attraction, missed opportunity.
Exactly. Completely missed it.
I have no idea, but it's a very, very, it looked very, very cool in the still photos here.
Right.
But you already missed it, unfortunately. But still, I think this is one of the things we're going to be seeing more and more of moving forward, is these themed escape rooms based upon horror movies.
Yeah, which isn't a bad way for people who aren't in the haunted industry, so they don't have the built-in level of detail that haunters can do.
Mm-hmm.
To do escape rooms and still be better than the out of the box, here are the puzzle pieces and they're in a blank room, because we've done those too.
I'm going to be very curious though if like Universal and so forth starts offering licenses to these escape rooms though.
That would be interesting.
This could be it could be a potential new source of revenue.
Yeah.
But it also comes with potential hazards too.
Right.
And I'm always thinking about those types of things because I'm the copyright and trademark guy in the room everywhere I go. But still, it's very, very interesting, this idea, and like I said, the still photos look pretty interesting, and knowing what little bit I know from Crystal Lake, Iowa, based upon this article,
yeah,
it's definitely rural enough to feel like it could be in the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, even though Iowa is pretty much nowhere near Texas.
Yes. It's rural, like a camp.
Oh, sweet papers. Oh my god. Oh my god.
They just completely missed it.
This is what happens when we spend all day out in the sun with family.
Yes.
And then try to record a podcast afterward.
Yes.
This is the experience. I apologize. Not really. Sorry, not sorry.
Yeah.
Hope you're having fun. All right, well, our final story this week deals with a New Zealand haunted house, a King Seat New Zealand haunted house called Spookers. And we've actually mentioned them a few times on this podcast.
Yeah, because...
Podcast.
Oh, gosh.
Podcast.
Yeah,
the sun is getting to me, clearly.
Yeah, they had the documentary on them.
Yes. Yes, they did.
We just covered that recently. Mm-hmm.
Yes, we did. They released a video of their actors jumping out and snarling and scaring people, and apparently it went viral and more than 1 million people have viewed it.
Okay.
I watched the video. I'm going to be honest, I thought the actors were very good. I thought the makeup was very good. I thought the design of the costumes was very, very good. Mm-hmm. I still don't see why it went viral.
Yeah.
There was nothing... like I said, everything... this isn't a knock. Everything was excellent. Everything was very well done. But it did not seem like the type of thing that would break out and go viral so out of the pocket, so out of ordinary.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It wasn't like they all did Uptown Funk or something. It's not...
Yeah.
I just made that one up. Please don't do Uptown Funk.
Or please do.
Or please do. I don't know. Yeah. But yeah, it did not seem so magical that it went viral.
Yeah.
It was actors doing, once again, very good work and very good costumes, but it seemed like a very ordinary haunted attraction visit to me.
Yeah. I can see that.
And part of it's just because of the limitations of trying to shoot this kind of video. They had a bright light, you know what I mean? You couldn't get the full effect for certain. I'm sure the actual effect of going through Spookers is much, much better.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it is.
Especially than watching on, like, a 4-inch little panel on my laptop here.
Right.
On Facebook, because it's a Facebook video, so it's, you know...
Yeah, I'm trying to find out if the movie came out, and if maybe it was a showing or something at a big festival?
No, I don't think that's it. You know, I'll say this, I'm a guy that runs a website and has had posts go viral.
Yeah.
Every time I've written a post and said... That one's got a chance of going viral. That's got a chance.
Yeah.
It never goes viral.
Yeah.
Every time something does go viral, my first thought is, really? That piece of crap?
Yes. Yes, exactly.
How many times have I said that in this house?
A lot.
That piece of crap? You liked that piece of crap? Fine. I'm writing crap from now on.
Yeah, that's pretty much the conversation you have with yourself in front of us.
And then I don't proceed to write crap. I proceed to keep putting effort into things.
Yes, until you do another one that goes viral because you didn't put a lot of effort into it.
I will say this, about Spookers is doing a few things very, very right here.
Right.
Main thing is they are personally responding to all the messages they're getting from this.
Yeah, which is awesome.
And they are getting messages from people that will never be their customers.
Yeah.
Because this has gone not just viral locally, internationally. They said they're getting messages from like Mexico and Panama and like random countries that they're never coming to visit, and Spookers is never opening an establishment in.
Right.
And they're saying that the question they're getting is, when are you opening in blah 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 in Cancun and wherever? When are you coming here? And they're like, we're not. We're New Zealand.
Yeah.
But I think this really does speak to something we've been talking about along this podcast, which is the international appeal of this.
Right.
We tend to think of haunted attractions as being primarily a United States thing.
Mm-hmm.
But we've been... that's like the one trend I've really noticed on this podcast in the year plus we've been doing it, is that there's a growing international shift here.
Yeah.
We've been seeing them open up in the Middle East. We've been seeing them open up in Russia. We've been seeing them open up in, like, South Africa.
Right.
And places, if you had told me we're opening up a haunted attraction and it's going to be wildly successful and popular. India has a huge haunted attraction business in freaking shopping malls.
Yeah.
What the hell?
It's awesome.
It's like I'm taking crazy pills. Awesome crazy pills.
Yes.
But crazy pills.
Yeah. Well, so, and apparently this was part of a Facebook competition, so you can get the most Facebook.
You know what? Whoever
shares.
Posted that won in the story.
Yes.
It's over.
Yes.
Contest over. Give them the prize. Call it a day.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this is, I don't know. I don't see why this one went viral, but you got to understand, I don't have any clue why anything goes viral.
No.
I'm just an old man here talking into a microphone. That's really all it's about. That's like my slogan for life now.
Oh, God.
But yeah, it looked very, very well done. It looks like a very awesome haunted attraction. Mm-hmm. It's just, I don't understand why that was the video that went viral over other videos of that haunt or other videos of other haunts.
Yeah.
It had the it factor. The it factor. You know the it factor?
Yeah, I do.
No one knows what the it factor is.
Yeah.
Yeah, but still, very, very cool looking video, and I do wish these guys well. And like I said, the documentary is coming out about them.
Mm-hmm.
They seem to be making a big name for themselves, not just in New Zealand, but elsewhere too.
Yeah.
So if there ever were New Zealand,
mm-hmm.
which isn't likely.
No.
That's
it's a little bit far away, unless there's a conference there that you get invited to.
Yeah, I was
to.
About to say, the problem with New Zealand is not on any of the conference circuits I'm aware of.
No.
Usually, if you're going across the Pacific, you're either going to Australia or to, like, Thailand, Japan, or Korea or something. You're actually going on Asia somewhere.
Right.
Not New Zealand.
Yeah.
Still, it would be really, really cool to go to New Zealand and see that haunt, but I don't think it's going to happen for me.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
So, do you have any final thoughts about this week's news? Anything? I'm still blown away by all the theme parks opening up haunted attractions.
Yeah. So now there needs to be a haunted attraction that's based on a theme park.
Oh, meta. Which you kind of have with all the carny stuff.
Yeah, I know.
You kind of have that a little bit. But then again, a theme park really isn't the same as a carnival.
No.
There is a big distinction there. So, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm actually really happy about the theme parks opening up haunted attractions because theme parks typically run and have their peak season from May until, like, early September.
Right.
And they don't really compete with haunt season, the traditional haunted attraction season.
Right.
And so what that means is this is something to whet people's appetite and get people excited about haunted attractions and then send them to the actual haunted attraction industry afterward.
Right. And hopefully it'll get people thinking about haunted attractions year-round instead of just at Halloween here in the U.S.
Yes.
I know it's not a problem elsewhere,
no,
but here it definitely is.
It could be a way to expand to at least 6 months out of the year, like that one haunt we were discussing
right. In
Prince Edward Island. By the way, one other, while we're talking about expanding haunted attraction seasons, one haunt, and I wish I could remember the name of it, I only ran across it briefly when I was doing my research, did a thing for graduation.
Oh.
Called Schools Out, Ghouls Out.
Oh.
And they opened up for a weekend there. I thought that was pretty fun, pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen, like, lots of little mini openings recently.
Yeah, I've gotten to the point with those mini openings where I don't put them in the show notes because they just seem
there's
to
a lot of them.
Something's going to happen every month where there's going to be a couple of haunts doing mini openings for whatever reason.
Yeah.
But Schools Out, Ghouls Out, come on, you got to admit, that's a good name.
It's cute.
It's at the very, very least cute. Oh, well. But anyways, I'm fine ending this one a couple of minutes early. If you are?
Yeah.
Like I said, anything else you want to say about this week's news? Nope. Well, on that note, everyone, well, I know I've said it a bajillion times today, but please do take a moment. Follow us on Twitter at Haunt Weekly, Facebook at Haunt Weekly. Let us know what you think. Give us likes, subscribe, shares, all the social media stuff.
Share your pictures from MHC.
Yes, share the pictures from MHC. Oh my God, I'm still enjoying those so much.
Yes.
Those have been absolutely amazing. Haunter's Toolbox has had a lot of great photos from MHC too, by the
right.
way. If you want other sources of great MHC pictures, I would go there.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, on that note, everyone, I'm Jonathan.
I'm Crystal.
And this was Haunt Weekly, episode number 80, doing the news once again. We will see you guys next time.